FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It is September 4th, 2017. That is Labor Day. I should be doing nothing today, but I feel like I have to do something. I got to make myself useful. I'm going out in a little while, hang out with some friends in beautiful Palm Beach County, Florida, where it's 95 degrees and 95% humidity. Housekeeping, email me at kl@kerrylutz.com. If you want to get the show delivered to you automatically on either your smartphone or your computer, you go to the iTunes store, you click subscribe. If you've got a smartphone, it's Apple, you use the podcast app, search for the show in the store, click subscribe. It's that easy. And then it'll automatically be delivered to either your phone or your desktop computer or your tablet, whatever you want. For Android, you go to the Android app. I think we're registered there, and you click it. Oh, and the Twitter feed. You've been retweeting a lot. You've been tweeting towards me. I appreciate it. The Twitter handle is at Kerry Lutz. The Facebook page, that's what I really enjoy the most, is coming up with crazy stories, especially Florida stories, because you just can't make this stuff up, guys. That one is Financial Survival Network. So the gold market is open overseas. It's closed. The COMEX is closed because of the Labor Day weekend. And amazing things are happening in precious metals. Will they continue? My gut feel tells me yes, they will. And they will only increase over time. But I think we're about due for a potential pullback, maybe 30, 50 bucks the ounce. Right now, as we speak, gold is trading right at the $1,334 per ounce mark. It's up today. Labor Day, no less. I mean, a slap in the face. Tell me about it. It's up $9.40 the ounce. Silver, $17.87, up 18 cents the ounce. Now, there is a rumor that the Chinese are going to release a futures contract for oil that can be settled in gold or convertible to gold. And I'm not convinced it's going to work. I'm not convinced that, B, they're actually going to do it. And I'm not convinced that it's going to have any type of impact, at least over the short run. Long term, it very well might. But you don't just release a contract. They've done it many times already. They've had very little influence over the gold market thus far. Now, Trump has been pushing China to rein in their errant province known as North Korea. Look, they call the shots in North Korea. Don't kid yourself. Don't think anything happens in that country without the Chinese approving of it, because they wouldn't exist without China. That guy is crazy like a fox, the head of Korea. I mean, he's a nut job for sure. But all of this is at the behest of China. And Trump has come out and said, hey, we are going to embargo it. We're going to refuse to do business with any country that supports North Korea, that trades with them. And that means Russia and China. Now, Russia, we still have some meaningful trade with them. But China, if we just stop taking their billions of dollars worth of products per year, you know, we have a deficit of $343 billion. I think the total trade between what we buy from them is somewhere around $2 trillion. It will throw the world into a major, massive depression, especially China. And I think it would cause either a war or a change of government in China and perhaps here as well. It might look good in theory, the trade war, and to cut China off. Russia will live without us. But the fact of the matter is, it will have repercussions. They'll start dumping their dollars. But is the yuan strong enough? Does it have enough credibility at this point to supplant the dollar? And the answer is no, not at this point. Their government debt market is a mess. Their debt markets in general are a mess. Their banks are insolvent. If the U.S. even stops 20% of the trade with China, it will have massive repercussions. Like you're not going to believe, because China is an export-based economy. It is a mercantilistic economy like the U.S. and Europe, European economies were back in the 1800s. Mercantilism was sell as much as your much of your stuff as you can, buy as little of the other guys as you can, and pocket the difference. And, you know, the Chinese, we've been letting them do that for years already. And finally, Trump is saying no mas. And they're doing it in a variety of ways. If you look at our deficit with Mexico, $90 billion or something, well, they're just taking in parts from China and using it for all those products. And then they're allowed to say it's made in Mexico and no tariff. But the reality is that most of the parts have come from China. Autos, this is the case for air conditioners, any product that Mexico produces, they're just an assembly point for China. They're not doing it on their own. And big multinational companies are really up in arms because all of their profits are coming from the Far East. The other thing that that Trump has done is initiated trade complaints under Section 301 of the U.S. trade law. And that's saying that they're stealing our intellectual property. And the way they do it, we've had guests on who talk about this. They get an American company wants to open a factory. They can't just do it in China. They must joint venture with a local company. And the local company will steal all their technology. And then they'll just kick them out after they're done with them. They just send them off like a squeezed grapefruit. And this is not the kind of stuff that is sitting well with the American public. You're just not happy with it. It's a bad situation. It's probably going to get worse. There are some that argue that the whole dispute with North Korea is just a big trade dispute with China, where we're jockeying for position and trading off economic power. We've been allowing them to take advantage of the United States for many, many years. It's time that you're a major player now, China. You play by the rules or don't play at all. It's really that simple. So this situation is going to get bad, and I think that's what's happening with the gold. I'm not a real believer in that Chinese oil contract. Will our good friends in the Middle East just go along with it? I'm not sure yet. Okay, let them go. Let them go. The U.S. is almost energy independent now. If we develop some of those massive oil deposits up in the Arctic Circle and in the Gulf of Mexico and keep on fracking, baby, we will be very, very soon. But this is a bit of an alarming situation that really is worth keeping up with. So remember, New York, de Blasio, Comrade de Blasio, appointed a commission to go check out these monuments, which are racist and offensive to those who like make an industry out of being offended and extorting money from the government and from the states. It's all over the place. They do this, and just a bad thing. But so there's been a real uproar over it. And comrades, everyone hates his guts. The most liberal people I know in New York, some of them are my children, hate the man. My old partner despises him. And, you know, it's just a joke. So he wanted to get rid of the statue of Christopher Columbus. And that's in a little section of New York called Columbus Circle. And he wants to rename it, too. Well, now, like the Italian-Americans, of which de Blasio supposedly is one, I don't know if his name is Kaiser Soza or what. He has like three different names. But now Andy Cuomo, you know, looking to make political mileage out of this, he is New York State's most prominent Italian-American politician. He's sticking up for Christopher Columbus. I mean, look. Maybe Columbus didn't really discover America, but as far as those dumb Europeans in the Middle Ages, he discovered it, all right? Make no mistake about it, because they didn't have a clue that it existed. Now, Columbus didn't know where he was going. He didn't know where he was when he got there, and he didn't know how he was going to get back, but somehow it all worked out. Luckily, Columbus had some good employees. And Columbus was nothing but an employee of the king and queen of Spain, King Ferdinand and Queen Isabel. They were the risk takers, but they knew how to pick good people. They knew how to hire good help. And if you're having trouble hiring the right people for your company, if you're hiring, do you know how to get the best candidates? Well, I'll tell you how. You go to ZipRecruiter.com/Lutz. That's right, ZipRecruiter.com/Lutz. The way it works is simple. ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites with just a click. And then their powerful algorithms take over, matching the right people to your job better than anyone else. And that's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend upon the candidate finding you. It finds them for you. And in fact, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in 24 hours or less. And the beautiful part is there's no more juggling of emails or calls to your office. You simply screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. So look, find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with nearly immediate results. And right now, you, as a member of the FSN community, can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Yeah, you heard me right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Lutz. Get started now. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Lutz. And the only thing you have to lose is your job vacancy. So go to ZipRecruiter.com/Lutz now and get started. Anyways, so Cuomo is now like, Cuomo and Comrade hate each other because they're like in a game of who can be the biggest socialist. And right now, Cuomo has been losing it. But the Italian Americans, and look, I love Italians. Jews and Italians are like, how do I say it? Cheese on a cheeseburger. We just go together. And, you know, the idea that you would take the Christopher Columbus statue down. I mean, yes, he was a flawed human being. We all are. He died in poverty after finding the richest continents that man had ever known, what were to become the richest continent. But the guy was onto something. He took risks. He really symbolizes the American spirit. And I didn't know that he mistreated the Indians, as he called them. And look, the guy thought he was going to India. He thought he landed here and all these people were Indians, which is why until we got PC, we called them Indians. But, you know, as Andy Cuomo says, and I agree with him, which I'm kind of worried about, the Christopher Columbus statue is really about honoring Italian Americans. And I would say it's about honoring all Americans, our entrepreneurial risk-taking spirit that made this country at one time the greatest country in the world. Whether we'll stay that way or not, I can't say. But I will tell you that Columbus is an integral part of it. And de Blasio and Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito, another Italian, you'd think she'd like Columbus, have come under a firestorm of criticism for mulling the removal of a Christopher Columbus statue, including the 76-foot structure in Columbus Square, as part of a review of offensive monuments. And this is the backlash. I mean, all of this stuff is a bunch of garbage. It is a bunch of nonsense, and it's just a distraction from the fact that these people have no message, and all they can do is divide Americans and just try to put the country down and put all of us down. So, okay, North Korea looks like they're about to launch some ICBMs. I hope we're going to start shooting them down. I mean, I think we should do that. We don't really want to tip our hand as to how good our anti-missile technology is, because then they'll start designing around it. But I think it's a good idea that at least if they're ICBMs that are going off a pad, let's shoot the damn things down. Right now, Trump is warning them. We'll see about attacking North Korea. Mattis warns that Kim Jong-un risks total annihilation. I don't believe it's going to come down to it, but hey, it's good for the price of gold. I always said Trump was good for gold. I don't want to be a person that profits off of the misfortunes of others, but this is all foreseeable and expected, and certainly we're not into profiting from others' misfortunes, but we're into profiting from legitimate opportunities that emerge because of the idiocy of your politicians running your country. And so we got Trump telling us pretty much tomorrow on the 5th that he's going to terminate the Dreamer program, which would allow children of illegal aliens who were brought here or, you know, when they were young, when they were minors, to become legal citizens. There's hundreds of thousands of them. And so many of the Republicans ran against Obama's starting this program, effectively giving these dreamers amnesty. And now that Trump is doing it, all of these Republican senators are coming out and saying, you can't do it. You know, it's called the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, DACA. And Trump's given Congress 6 months because, look, the program's unconstitutional. President Obama did not have a right to do this. It's illegal. So if Congress wants to keep these people here, good, let them pass a law. He's thrown the ball in their court. And you know what? It's a shame that they're a pawn in this whole battle of Trump against the establishment, the GOPE establishment. But that's kind of the way things work. And he's playing Congress. He's trolling the Democrats. Look, his presidency has got a lot more time to go. He's got 4 years. He's been there 8 months. Don't write him off yet. The trade thing, he's going forward with that. Looks like he's going to scrap NAFTA because he's just not going to allow Mexico to be this way station for Chinese goods sneaking in under the tariffs in the U.S. He's not going to allow it. And they're a little freaked out about it, the Mexicans, but hey, so be it. They've taken advantage of the U.S.'s largesse. Yes, I know we stole Texas from them. I know we stole California, New Mexico, Arizona, and all that. But that was then, you know? They're not getting it back. We're not giving it back to them. And it's too bad. So they've made enough money over God knows how many years to just more than make up for it from the U.S. It's a corrupt country. It's an anarchic country where nothing works properly in the country. They've got narco terrorists, our fault, but it's money coming from the U.S. into the Mexican economy. They got $27 billion a year in remittances going from the U.S. people here who are here legally and illegally, sending it back to their relatives in Mexico. So they're doing just fine. And it's a shame that they've had this massive explosion in industrial output and that the average person has not profited in the least. And that's just a sign of their corrupt system. It's really a shame. It's so beautiful there. Places are so nice. But look, you see environmental disasters in Mexico all over the place. They got a lot to go, a long way to go before they become a first world country. And at this rate, they never will. By the way, I like Mexicans. I love Mexican food. I love Mexican beer. I love traveling to Mexico. Fun country, but it's become very unsafe recently. They've taken advantage a lot, and enough already. Enough is enough. So anyways, things to stay tuned for. When gold breaks that 1350 to 1363, 67, it's going to have nowhere to go but up. And one other thing that I was considering with gold, it hit 1950 the ounce back in 2011 when I got into this thinking, hey, I found my calling, and I did. But it hit 1950, went down to 1,000. So it lost almost 50% of its value. Now it's at 1350. It's only $600 below its former high, and it only has to go up 50% to set a new high. Silver, which is more volatile, hit 49 and change. And that was an intraday high, so I don't even know if it counts. It's at $18. It's got to go up $40+ the ounce more to hit its old-time high. So it's got to go up, it's got to almost triple to go up and meet its old high. So my guess is that gold will be hitting new highs before silver. It's going to go up. If it's not North Korea only that's causing it. We've got like a lot of bad things ahead of us in the U.S. economy, in the world economy, in Europe. You know, the states are broke. The pension plans are broke. All of these things are broke. How is Trump going to fix it? I hate to tell you this, but he can't. Nobody can. And this is why the system needs to be flushed. And we need a new system, hopefully fairer system. I have my reservations about it, but I'm always optimistic. You're listening here because I'm optimistic. Oh, again, if you got an email, question, comment on anything you ever hear on the show, or you're curious about it, email it to me. I'm about 50 emails behind right now. We just got a flood of them, but I promise I will get to your email and I will respond to you. It's kl@carrylutz.com. Get the show delivered automatically to your computer, your notebook, your tablet, or your smartphone, and you just do it by, if you're on an iPhone or Apple, iTunes.com. On your smartphone, Apple smartphone, you use the podcast app, and then you can just subscribe to it right there. You go to the store, you type in Kerry Lutz or Financial Survival Network, it pops up, you click subscribe, and everything else gets taken care of. You're on the Android platform or Google. We're on the Google Android podcast platform. You do the same thing, same deal. You know, you just search for it in their Google Play Store or wherever. Google Podcasts or Android Podcasts. Click the thing, subscribe to it automatically. It's just a lot easier than hunting down the show on the website every day. But we'd love for you to visit the website, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Sign up for the newsletter. I will be sending one out tomorrow or the next day, Tuesday or Wednesday, September 5th or 6th. And hey, feedback always welcome. This has been another Triple Lutz Report. Kerry Lutz signing off.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.